most of us have a natural inclination to stick to our comfort zone in everything we do in life. And yes, it is the safest place we could possibly be in life and in everything you do. However, I'll be giving you reasons as to why you should get out of your comfort zone and live the life out there in this video. My name is Fawn Peter, and right here on this channel, I share with you tips and lessons that I have used to make my life better and happier in the hopes that I can help you too. Your comfort zone is the most comfortable place you can be in life, ergo the name comfort zone. It can get really freaky and crazy when things are thrown at you that you believe you cannot handle, things you're not ready for, things you don't even want to handle. Our comfort zone is the safest place we could possibly be, where we do things we like, things we want, things that are suited to our temperament, our personality, things that are just generally suited to us. However, there are different reasons why that is probably not the best place to stay in. The thing about our comfort zone is that is where we see the things we are most comfortable with, we are used to, we are familiar with, the things we think we can handle, the setbacks we think we can handle, the failures we think we can handle, the things we understand the most, the things we can comprehend the most. That doesn't make it safe. Right there in your comfort zone, you still have issues, you still have failures, you still have setbacks, you still have whatever problems you would have out of your comfort zone. So the question is, why stay in your comfort zone? The only reason to stay in your comfort zone is, yeah, it is a bit safer. So generally, there's some areas of your life and sometimes in life where you just stick to your comfort zone. A lot of people stick to their comfort zone because they just want to be safe. They don't want to take risks. They don't want to have certain failures and certain problems that they think they might have. But at the end of the day, right there in your comfort zone, you'll still fail. You'll still have problems. You'll still face all the problems that you're scared of in different proportions. So why stay there? Tip number two, you learn. When you come out of your comfort zone, you encounter a lot of things you can't handle at the time. Not that you can never handle them. So at the moment, it's difficult, it's hard, it's crazy, it's like a whirlwind, it's a tornado that wants to sweep you off your feet and kill you and dump you in the farthest place where no one can ever possibly see you. But when you have the mentality that I'm gonna step out of my comfort zone and confront this, attack this head on, you've basically prepared yourself to do the needful, prepared yourself to grow, prepared yourself to get stronger, prepared yourself to attack and to handle and win whatever you're going to face. And sometimes you're not even prepared, but you have to survive. So when you're right there and you're facing these things that you're not used to, that you don't know how to handle, that you know you're not familiar with at all, the first thing for you is survival instinct. As human beings, adrenaline kicks in mentally, emotionally, in whatever way, your adrenaline kicks in, or at least that's the way it should be. And once you're at that point, you start to think of solutions, you see opportunities. Even if you don't see opportunities, you ask other people for help. You ask people to help you see these opportunities if you can't see them. Whether you are ready or not, once you're out of your comfort zone, you learn something. Even if you learn it in the hardest ways possible or in the easiest ways, maybe because you were ready for it, you will learn something. You'll learn how to handle that situation. You'll learn how to find solutions. If you never, ever, ever in your life found a solution for something, that's the point where you begin to learn. You learn how to grow up. You learn how to be mature. Generally, once you're out of your comfort zone, because your comfort zone was the place where you had things you were comfortable with, you understood, you were familiar with, and you're now in new territory, new terrain where you don't know so much, you're going to have to pick up one or two things. It's like doing a new thing you've never done before. You learn something about that thing and about yourself while you're doing it. So definitely, once you're out of your comfort zone, it's an opportunity to learn new things, to learn so much more. Sometimes it's calculated, sometimes it's not calculated. Whatever the case may be, you will learn something. So if you're a lover of learning, that's a reason to step out of your comfort zone. Number three, you unlock new sides to you. That goes without saying. When I'm learning, I'm in new territory, territory I don't understand, I don't know how to react to, I don't know what to do, I don't understand. What happens? You're going to have to react to these things nonetheless. You're going to have to do something nonetheless. You're going to have to find a solution nonetheless. And at that point, you don't know what to do, but you have to do something. What happens? That's where you learn. So this is how I react in certain situations. This is how I handle issues. This is how I handle chaos. This is how I find solutions. Or you learn, I don't know how to find solutions. What do I do? I'm going to learn how to find solutions. You see yourself reacting in a different way, a way you've never experienced before. You see yourself doing things you've never done before. You see yourself doing things and asking yourself, why did I do that? Why did I feel that way? Why did I react that way? And it makes you understand yourself more. You unlock new sides to you. You learn more about yourself. And even if you're not learning, you create more about yourself. You create new things about yourself. You create new sides to yourself. It's like the first time you ever experienced a breakup. You don't know how you're going to act when you love someone and that person breaks your heart. You don't know how you're going to act when you want someone and you can't have the person. You don't know how you're going to react when you see your friends with their lovers and you know you don't have a lover anymore. So you definitely at that point start to see yourself acting in different ways. You see yourself sulking a little bit more, or you see yourself going out a little bit more. You see yourself reading a little bit more, or you see yourself sleeping a little bit more. You understand that, oh, this is how I handle certain things. You see new sides to yourself. Maybe you see that you're stronger than you really thought. Maybe you see you're weaker than you really thought. You just generally see new things to yourself that you would never have ever seen if you don't come out of your comfort zone, if you don't experience certain things. So sometimes it's okay to allow yourself come out of your comfort zone, get a grip on yourself and get a grip on the situation so that you're able to notice what you need to notice. You see different sides of yourself. That's why I hear people say things like, I never knew I could have ever done this kind of thing, but until this happened to me, I saw myself doing it. I was disappointed in myself, or I was impressed in myself, different things. But ultimately, you learn and you unlock new sides to yourself. Number four, you evolve. Growth is an inevitable part of life, one you cannot avoid. And even if you grow physically and in different ways, but you don't grow mentally, you don't grow emotionally, and in the ways that really matter, it's a loss to your own self and no one else. So the more you encounter situations that you've never seen before, situations that you felt you didn't understand, you felt you couldn't handle, the faster you learn, the faster you get better at things, the faster you get better at life, the faster you grow, you evolve into an individual that has been through different experiences, learned different things, seen different sides of himself, taken risks, failed, succeed, and so much more. It's an evolution. You're evolving, you're growing. You cannot be the same person you were before stepping out of your comfort zone. It is impossible. If that happens, you're not learning. And remember, it is important to learn. Tip number two, learn. So the more you step out of your comfort zone, the more you grow, you learn, unlock new sides of yourself, and the more you evolve into a new being. You cannot stay the same. These are the benefits that you get from stepping out of your comfort zone, and it is an experience that everyone should have at least once in their life. But I'd recommend you have a mentality and state of mind that teaches you to embrace stepping out of your comfort zone when you need to. If you have more tips and reasons as to why we should step out of our comfort zone, please let me know in the comment section. Meanwhile, you can subscribe to this channel if you like the content. You can also hit the notification button to be the first person to know when a video is up. For more similar content from me, check out my podcast, The Fix Podcast, up on Google and Apple Podcasts. I'll see you next week.